Because all that has to be done from a clean.
Right. We finished off yesterday with the three, what we talked about in the sixth chapter here, where we finished, the Perek Shishi Halacha Dalet. We were talking about the three main mitzvahs that you have for gathering the water up, right? You have the mitzvah of milui, you have to fill up the water into a kli. You have to do the kiddush inside the kli, and then you do the hazah from the kli. Right, you have three steps, and they all need to have this kli. Right, kli is essential. Right, that's the theme of this parrot.
The one you didn't mention is: does it have to be the same kli for all three, or it can be a different kli?
Could be. It doesn't have to be the same kli. It just has to be a kli.
Okay.
Transferring it to a different kli, we might see that could potentially be an issue. We're going to come up with that. But so, how do you may transfer it? But in theory, theoretically, any kli is good. Okay, we'll come to with transferings at some point here.
Okay.
Hey. Okay, so now we're up to halachay kli shechibru ba'aretz o besela. So now, this is the opposite of what we had before. This time, I have a good kli, right? It's a cup, right? It's a perfectly good kli, and now I was mechabered. I attached it to the ground or to a rock, right? But I've now made it part of the ground by permanently fixing it there. Afilu chibru besid. Even if I used tar, right, some limestone, whatever this is exactly, right, some pitch, whatever it is, some pitch, in order to fasten it and seal it there on the ground, mekadshin bo umazin imenu. You can still do the kiddush in it, and you can also do the hazah from it.
Just can't drop with it.
So if you notice, we didn't mention that. It's very interesting, right? Why didn't we mention?
You can't, because how are you going to take it down the well and drop the water with it if it's attached?
That's basically the point. But let's say I was asking. Let's say it was like on. It was attached into the bank.
The barrel of the well.
I was saying, the bank of the well.
Okay.
And the water level goes up and down. So it filled it up, and now the water level is down. So why couldn't I use that? I don't know. But he's not saying that, right? So I'm not going
to
guess.
I think it says you have to drop the water in it. And that's not drawing up the water.
Oh, very good. So that's what we're going to get to in a minute. How do you get... we're going to see... It's not even necessarily. It just has to get in there. We'll see. We'll see this in a second. It's going to be a question. It will be a question of why exactly it's not good here. Asa atara. Now, he still has this kli that's fixed into the ground. It's fastened to the ground. And what he did is he's trying to make... This is a crown. It's not for beauty, necessarily. But he's making a enlarged rim with cement that he's pouring around the side of it. Right? So
at
it looks like
it's the top.
Around the rim. Right? So it's looking like it's a crown over the top of this kli. Right? Sheltit saviv l'kli. He's doing this of cement, right? He's mud and
clay.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's whatever the cement they used to have is, right? It's mud and stones. That's what the cement is. It's mud and stones.
Put some over the top.
He's making some pattern around the edge of the ridge, right?
Higher.
Just make it wider, let's say. Something like that, a little higher.
A bigger lip. It's making a lip now at the edge of the
roll up the rim kind of.
Yeah.
Shall roll up the rim type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the hamayim shebekli safin. Now, there's so much water in the kli that the water in the kli is now floating up ad shehalchu la'atar, that there's part of the water is resting not inside the kli itself, but it's now sitting on the rim that's surrounding the kli.
I'm going to guess.
It depends. It depends.
Yeah.
Nitelis hatari mekli. If when I lift up the kli from the ground, the rim comes with it, right? It's attached, so to speak, right? It's attached.
Then it's part of the kli.
Harei hamayim shebesocha ksherim. It's good. It's in the kli, right? It's an extended kli. I just made an extension for my kli. That's fine. Sharei heim bekli adama. It turns out they're also in a kli adama. It's just made out of mud and stones. That's the kli adama over here, right? The imlav, but if when I lift up the kli, it just comes out, and the rib just falls down on the ground there. It's not fastened onto the kli. Harehem kamisha hikif atara shel tit basela. It's the same as if you just put a rim of cement around a rock in the ground. Olal aretz, or just on the ground, made a nice little circle on the ground. Umilo samaim, and you just filled up that little hole with water. Shem psulim, that's possible. Mipnei she'enem bekli. There's no kli there. There's no keli. Right?
But he's lifting. Isn't he lifting the original kli
up
anyway?
So that the water... No.
But the rest of it falls apart.
That's not what we're saying. We're saying if he would have lifted it up, it would fall apart. Then even if he doesn't lift it up, the stuff that's on the rim is not going to be good. Yeah. Right? Because we've demonstrated that it's not really part of the kli. Right? But we're not saying he had to actually lift it up here, right? We're saying if he were to have lifted it up, it would not stay intact.
Then
it's psul. Then it's not part of the kli, right? Yeah. But in any of these cases, whatever water is still actually in the kli is for sure fine. We're just talking about the water that's on the top.
Yeah.
Okay, that's halacha hey. Halacha vav. Okay, now we get into the real nitty-gritty here, guys. Kli cheres. Now, if you have an earthenware vessel that you're going to use for this process, this is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, by the way. Shenikav bekones mashke. That it's got a hole. I wouldn't even call this a hole, right? But we're going to see why. Yeah, a crack is a better word. I mean, technically, the translation of the word here is there's a hole, right? But we're going to see that it's only a big enough hole for water. This actually is nikav. Yeah, I said this backwards. Nikav bekones mashke. It's a big enough hole that not only will water seep out, but you can even put water into the kli through this hole. Right? It's koines mashke. You can be machnis mashke. I can cause water to go inside, or cause a liquid to go inside of this kli through the hole.
It's also going to go out.
We're saying it's a bigger hole. I mean, the one that's only going to go out, you may not be able to get anything in. That's like the crack almost, right? But this is actually a hole that you could get water to go in from the outside, inside the kli.
Somewhere else, I can't remember where the water would... water could only go up and not in.
You probably had, maybe if you did mikvah, you had this. There's a bunch of places where you have this. Also by Shabbos. By Hilchah Shabbos too, by Bonet. If you make a hole in something, a Pesach. If you make a hole in Shabbos, right, a Pesach into something, like I want to make a hole in this door, right? Yeah. So if it's big enough that it's koines mashke, I could, right, then it's already going
to
be a
I think it was with Tumas Mace. Had to do with Tumas Mace and the...
That I don't know.
And Tumas Mace, and can it get out, can it get in?
Tumas Tefach, that should be
it. Yeah, well, you see, it has to be a Tefach, but then there's other rules that allow it to...
General ones I'm familiar with.
The same principle rings a bell.
Right.
One way was okay, but two ways was not.
Right, because if it's only coming out, it's not really classified as a hole. The only reason it's coming out is because of the pressure of the liquid itself pressing down, which is forcing it out the crack.
Right, but here, if it's coming in, it's a sizable hole.
It's got to be a sizable hole, and that would cause it to be a non-cli. Sizable hole costs it its status of cli. But a hole that's only able to cause it to go out, it does not cause it to lose its status as a cli.
Right.
It's still functional to some degree. Even though it's losing water, it still is retaining most of it, most likely. It's still functioning as a cli.
Because you see, in the laws of Shabbos, you see a lot of these things, and this was stuffed in the side because it was, is this allowed?
Right.
And they allow, and the leading opinions, like the flax, I think it's in Shabbos Shin Kaf, I think it's 118, 18 Yudchet. It's all about the stuffing the flax where there's a hole in the barrel of the wine, and the wine's leaking out.
Sukhrasad and Azaisa, right? They stuff the...
Even though you're squeezing by putting it in, there's still many opinions that allow it.
Depends what the circumstances. This is the whole sugya there. Very interesting.
But that's just leaking out. It's not leaking in. But you see, that's because it still has a kli status, so all you're doing is helping and saving the wine, and there's a number of different things. But it's a whole different story when the stuff can come in through there.
That's really a hole that changes
the
status.
That's not a kli, really, of useful nature, and then loses its status.
Correct. So, specifically by klicher. So klicher is, again, that is a big enough hole that it can enter liquid into it. Ein memalin, you cannot use this kli to fill up water from the mayan. Umekadjin boy, and you cannot... do kiddushin it also. You can't do hazai. It's interesting which ones they're picking here. It's funny. Avali nikav, maybe you could do hazai, I don't know. I don't think so. Avali nikav b'motzi mashke, if it is only a hole that comes out, that's why, again, this one I don't want to call it a hole. It's more like a crack, right? It's more like a crack. Mekadshin boy. You could do kiddushin really all these things with it, because it is not really called... you said if it's talking about liquid water, what if it's oil, right? I mean, what is the consistency of this liquid that we're talking about here? Because obviously, a small crack that water would emerge from, oil wouldn't necessarily emerge from, right? So it's just a little, this is a side point. What kind of liquid are we talking about here? But let's go with water as the simplest understanding here. That even water we're talking about here, not oil.
When we talk about kli cheres, say earthenware vessel, are we really talking about a clay pot?
Yeah, essentially. Made from...
Why do they call it earthenware? Because we call it clay, right?
Well, earthenware is clay is from the earth.
Same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had two versions of it. We had kli adama and kli cheres before.
What's a kli adama?
Kli adama is made from literally earth. Yeah. Right, it's made from literally earth, right? You just take the ground and you just sort of, right? It's literally made from earth. But, clay is a little bit different. Kli cheres is a little pottery. It's some pottery, right?
Okay,
there.
Pottery.
Okay, halacha zayin.
Yes, we should ask if he has anything else here. Matsimashki Imbo Nekev Katan Shadai Bo Kadei Shia Zov Me Menu Hamashki.
Just explain, but you're saying Pshat.
Ach, lo shayach hidar chanad v'klik, ha-klik kasher l'kerish mipnei shadayah. Who we get a klik.
He doesn't say anymore. Okay, let's keep it going.
Exactly what
it is
said.
A very interesting deal.
Exactly what we said.
Very good. So, okay, we're on the right page. Halacha Zayin. Kli, now we're getting into a funny story. Oh, I think I even have the sefer here. Oh,
what sefer?
The rabbi would be mad at me for doing this, but maybe we'll do it anyway.
What sefer?
I have the Chidushei HaGriz HaLevi, the Brisker Rav's Chidushim on the Rambam.
Yeah.
And there's a big problem coming up here.
Hmm.
Kli, I'll just tell you what he says. Kli, I forgot that I left it here. Kli shenika melamata. If the hole in the vessel is only a small hole, this is how I know. This is the Brisker Rav's Chiddush. I just slipped it in for you already. This is the Brisker Rav's Chiddush. It's a small hole that only water comes out. You cannot put it in. So this is a hole that would not ruin the status of a kli.
It still has kli status.
It's got a leak. It's got a leak.
A leak. It's still a kli.
That's
right?
It, Brian.
Still,
it's still not good. A leak.
However, it's milamata.
It's at the
bottom. It's on
bottom.
The bottom, on the base of the kli.
That's not a good place to have it.
No. And because even if I ustamo bismartutin, like you were just saying a second ago, Dr. Levin, I plug up that hole
with some
shmatas, exactly. Right? I'm plugging up the hole with the shmata, puzzle. But it's not even too big. The kli is still a kli. No. So the problem, the way the Brisker Rav explains this Rambam over here, is he says that when there's a hole on the bottom, you view the water that's sitting, even if it's over the plug, as though it's on the ground. The water that is going down is as if it's on the ground. It's on the bottom. It's sitting. It's not sitting on a kli, right? He says shehamayim shebo, because the water inside this kli einam al igul hakli. They're not on the round of the base. They're not on the base. I don't know if it's round,
so
but they're not
the
on
base,
the round.
Base,
I mean, the round like base. This. I should say the round like this. I should say on the base.
So
right.
Where is it then?
It is,
but it isn't.
Lamdus is that it's not.
It is,
since there's
it
a hole there, we view it as it's not in the kli. It went down. It's on the ground.
You're really
now.
Talking about of its potential to leave.
Yes.
To leave.
Yes.
So it's
but
considered
it has
left.
It hasn't
it's considered left.
Left. But the only
it hasn't
thing,
left.
But it's not in the kli.
Okay.
It can't call it in the kli if it's being held up by a plug. You can't call that in a kli. So he says you view that as though it's on the ground. That's the Brisker Rav learns this.
Does he have this crack on the side of the kli?
Oh, we're about to the next case. Hold on one second. Just, let's see the Rambam and then
jump ahead.
This point exactly. So it's not on the eagle kli. El ala pakak. He's sitting on the smartut. If it wasn't for the smartut, it's all going to be on the ground. It's all going to be on the ground. It's not. You can't call that in the kli. He's not sitting in the kli. He's sitting either on the plug or on the ground. Either way you want to say it. But even though he's in theory in the kli, or not theory. Technically, he's in the kli right now. Theoretically, he's not in the kli right now.
Wow.
Hayanokuv minat sad upkako. What if the hole was on the side, shall we?
There you go.
And
Shelly.
You plugged up that hareza kosher lamalis.
Yeah, of course.
Ula kadesh. Ula hazes menu. It's a full fledged kli. You could do everything. Because there's no problem with the hole. A kli, in terms of it being a kli, it's for sure a good kli.
Yeah.
The only question is where is the water? Is the water in the kli or is the water on the ground?
Wouldn't the water
fascinating,
above
the water line?
Yeah, above the crack not be okay because it could leak out with water, but
the point is not whether or not it could leak out. The point is whether we view it in the kli or not. The way the Rambam formulates that is, if it's sitting on the base, it's in the kli. I don't care if it's going to maybe leak out the side. It's right now it's sitting in the base, so it's fine. If it's not sitting in the base, you can't call that in the kli.
So what does the Rav say about this?
I just told you what the Brisker Rav said. I slipped the whole thing in for you already. This is a much more complicated thing without that Brisker Rav.
No,
I just told you.
He says, so he's saying that it's considered outside the vessel.
Yes. When it's sitting not on the base, because there's a hole there, so you can't call it on the base, so then it's not in the kli. It's not in the kli.
So,
it is a kli.
How would we interpret the Rambam without the Brisker Rav?
It's very difficult, because you'd have to say that this is a hole that, this is how I was learning this with Reb Mordechai the other day, and we the simple explanation of this is that we're talking about a kli that is a hole, is a problem. The size of the hole is a big problem. And maybe that's only going to be a problem on the bottom, it's not going to be a problem on the side for some strange reason. And that's what the Brisker Rav is tremendously bothered by. Why that would be true, that if it's a hole that's big enough, why would that hole only ruin it from the bottom and not the side?
Sorry.
He entertains, perhaps it's because, perhaps he entertains in that side, Perhaps it's because the hole on the side, like you were saying, is depending on where the hole in the side is. Maybe if the hole on the side is on the top, so hey, now we're in good shape because it can hold water on the bottom, and there's no, there's no difference. I don't care if there's a hole in the top. Say, cut off. Imagine we cut off the top of the klee. I still have a klee on the bottom, right? Imagine the top of the klee wasn't there from the hole and up. So I still have a klee underneath of that. That should be a good klee underneath.
But you see, here's the issue. The issue is if you look from a physical science point of view, you have a hole at the side. Let's say the hole is the same size, bottom side. You put the shmata in, the pressures from the side pushing out are much less than the pressures pushing down and coming out if the crack is on the bottom.
For sure.
So in that situation, you're going to have a constant absorption of the shmata of the stuff, and then, you know, sort of like below the shmata on wherever it's resting on, it's going to be getting wetter, even though you could wipe it away, because it's constantly leaking out through the shmata because of the pressure that's being put on there. It won't be totally plugged up lower on the side. That could happen. So I think from a physical nature point of view, I mean, the Briskarov has
I'm just going to speak it out. I think I understand what you're saying. I think that we're just mixing up the two pshats. This pshat of the Rambam that we learned from the Briskarov is because it's sitting on the bottom of the kli.
Yeah.
It's sitting on the, if it's sitting on the bottom of the kli, or it's not sitting on the bottom of the kli. Right. But the other pshat is it a kli or not?
Right.
Right?
He's saying it's a kli. He's saying both are...
Because there's room. They say since there's room for water to sit on the bottom underneath the hole, and that amount has the size of a klee, it's like it's in a klee too. I don't care that the top of the klee... But imagine the top of the klee fell off. Who cares? The bottom of the klee, that's still a good klee. Right. I tell you a whole different pshat there. But it's not... There's problems with this. Because the main problem with this is the Rambam doesn't differentiate between where the hole on the side is. Is it on the top or is it on the bottom? According to the Rambam, for all we know, says the Briskarov, the hole could be right in the bottom corner. If the hole's in the bottom corner, then what the heck is the difference between it being on the side or in the bottom? There shouldn't be any difference at all. Yeah. And that's what the Briskarov says, we got to go with a different shot.
Yeah.
We got to go with a different shot. We got to go with a different shot. I mean, there's other people who understand this differently, but the Briskarov says we got to go with a different shot. And this is the simplest shot, I think, that we're talking about a small hole. It's not enough of a hole to passel the kli. The only question is, do we view the water like it's in the kli right now, or do we view like it's on the ground?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That was sufficient for you.
Very
okay.
Nice.
Halacha ches. They don't bring that in the notes on here.
But by the way, why is it the Briskarov who came up with that?
With that Kiddush?
Yeah,
Kiddush. It could be that there's it could have been there was many rabbis who came up with that in generations long ago.
Yeah.
We don't have a record of it, right? The Briskarov has
the first only record of anybody.
No, on this particular question, we have people who comment on it. This approach, the Briskarov, there's different approaches to dealing with the question. As I said, there's some major Rambam commentaries in the Achronim that are the most common. The Briskarov's father, the Rav Chaim Soloveitcher, the Chidushei Rav Chaim Halevi on the Rambam, was like the most famous sefer in the late 1800s, early 1900s on the Rambam. The Briskarov took his father's lead and continued and wrote another, his book on the same topic. He wrote it on explaining the Rambam.
So which, you're talking about the Beis Halevi?
No, the Beis Halevi is the grandfather.
Right, yeah. So you're talking about Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim, you're talking about it's the first son. Yes, that I know. Rav Chaim was also at Volozhin.
That's right, and then he moved to Brisk.
Right, well, he moved to Brisk when Volozhin closed. Volozhin got closed by the army.
He left early. He left early.
He didn't leave early.
He took his father's position when his father was Nifter. It was before the Yeshiva closed. So this is the Chidush Emana Riz Halevi, Rav Yitzhak Zev Halevi. This is the Briskarov. It's not mine. Okay. Who's the Menachem Machalowitz? I wonder where mine is. Okay, mine should be here somewhere. No, I don't need to. I explained to you the chat, but that's, you see, if you just open up here, this explanation is not in Parah here because the same topic I mentioned to you comes up in Mikvah. So if you go to the Hilchos of Mikvos, right around here somewhere. So this is where I would have found this topic. I don't want to waste most time here, but here. So this piece of Torah right over here is all talking about this topic right here. The mayim is the kadesh ulahazos. You could be mekadesh, you could do sprinkling, right? Because they're in the hay. Right, he says, this is the lashon of the Rambam. It says the benekev shalemata b'shulei akli, a hole in the bottom of the kli. Afim hakli loynis batal mitaros kli. Even if the kli did not have a big enough hole that it's not a kli anymore, it's still a good kli. Mikol makom hamayim chashuvim kemimnachim al gabi apakak. The water is viewed as though it's sitting on the shmata. Ubenekev shemin hatzad. When the hole's on the side, it's chuvin on mine, can be nothing but kli. It's like it's in the kli. This is more here if you want to ever, if you're ever interested. That's the Halige Briskerov, Holy Briskerov.
So this is, now, he was, is this Rav Moshe's brother? Moshe Soloveitchik's brother?
It's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's brother, correct.
Yeah, that's what I
correct.
Thought.
Briskerov is Rav Moshe.
Because that's my son's yeshiva, is Tomo, Taurus Moshe,
right.
Moshe
exactly.
Soloveitchik.
Exactly, exactly.
That's the brother
yeah.
of
the brother of Briskerov, yeah.
yeah.
Okay, let's move on. You got a shot there?
He went to Israel.
He escaped from the war to Israel with half of his family and half didn't make it.
Right.
His wife
and
included.
And his brother...
did not make it.
Moshe, though... Moshe didn't... was it Moshe's son or Moshe went to the United States?
Joseph. Rav Yosef
Yosef,
Baer.
Right. Yosef Baer went.
Mm. Yeah, and his brother, Aaron, went. His kids went.
He made it big.
Okay. And we got the whole Soloveitchik dynasty there, right?
Is it still going?
Yeah, the Rosh Kollel here at the Kollel here learned and Brisk in Eretz Yisrael. Brisk is like the right. one of the major yeshivas yeah. that is a yeah. high level learner.
High.
He learned with the Briskerov son, who's the last remaining of the Briskerov sons at this point. His name is Rav David, Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik. He runs the Brisk right. yeshiva. There's another one of the Briskerov grandsons that runs another Brisk major yeshiva, Rav right. Avram Yoshua Soloveitchik, who runs the other one in Yerushalayim. There's two major Brisk yeshivas in Israel,
in Yerushalayim, right.
and they're run, one is the Briskerov
grandson. And there's two Soloveitchiks in New York.
There's a big dynasty. There's a big dynasty. We've spent a lot of time on this. We should move on. But I'll just mention there's a very interesting story at the beginning of that whole Brisk dynasty. That the Beis Halevi was the first one of the grandparent of the Briskerov, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's father, yes. and his grandfather was also named Rav Zev, Rav Yitzhak Zev. I think it was right. basically Briskerov was named after him. And he was a very, very wealthy guy. And
he was the lumberman.
He was davening, and he was davening for his family to have more opportunity to learn. And boom, he lost all his money. He lost all his money. And he said, okay, I'll go and sit and learn. I don't have anything else to do anyway, so I'll go and sit and learn. And then his family turned into the ultimate, as a result of him losing all his money, committing to sitting
and learning. The ultimate Torah family.
It's not normal. His family's not normal. Okay.
Pilpul. You see, Pilpul, it was through them. Like the real digging in and comparing, etc., was through Brisk.
They changed the way we learn today, that's
yeah.
for sure. Okay, let's move on, guys. Halacha Ches. Now we get back to different ways of getting the water from the Mayan into the Kli. You were alluding to before, Dr. Levin. Hazolef Mayim min Hamayan. Somebody that is... he's trying to sprinkle, whatever, he's trying to overflow the water from the Mayan. Biyado uberaglov, means splash, let's say splash, yeah. Zoylef, right? He's trying to somehow get the water out with his hands or with his legs. Ubecharosim, that's like shards of pottery, something yeah. like that, right? Vinosan lesocha chavis, and the water managed to get into the barrel yeah. that he was shooting for over here. Psulin.
And that's what Martin was saying in the beginning.
Right.
And what are you?
Right, well, so we didn't talk about Kli to Kli yet. Here we're only talking about using your hand to get the water into the mikvah.
Or is
well,
the water coming in automatically.
Right, so the pasuk again, you said the pasuk yesterday says, my
yes.
chaim el keli,
yes.
that this living water has to go to the Kli. Not that it goes to your hand and then into the Kli.
Right.
Right? It has to go straight, direct right. shot into the Kli.
You got it.
So what, maybe what you said then wouldn't work.
No, we didn't talk about vessel to vessel yet. That we didn't talk about yet. Because
yeah.
it's in a Kli right away in that case. Let's just we'll stick to what we have
let's
in front
see
of us.
Where we
have this splashing case doesn't work because it was not filled into a right. Kli. It, well, eventually it got there, but it was filled into your hand first.
Your hands aren't a Kli anyway, you said.
The hands are not a Kli. That's
no,
sure.
it doesn't qualify. Yeah.
Nasa nesachav is v'mayim. So this time I said, okay, I'm smarter this time. I'm going to stick the barrel into the mayim. Right? But it's that thing where I pull it down and it just sucks all the water into it. Right? I pull it down and it just sucks all the water in.
The dachak.
The dachak. But this time that wasn't working, for it wasn't deep enough to sink it, submerge it. So I wanted to put the barrel into the water. The dachak hamayim biyado. And still I pushed. I went like this, you know, like I didn't
make
lift the water
waves.
Out of the
make
water.
Waves.
It's a bigger finish.
Waves.
I didn't splash it out. I just...
It's like the wave pour.
Exactly.
It's just
directed.
Like the wave pour.
I'm directing the water where I want him to go.
Oberaglov.
Yeah, Oberaglov. Obaale Yerakos. Or even if I used leaves of vegetables. Now, why are we so particular over here? Because all these things that will puzzle, that will ruin, right? Because I didn't take it out of the Mayan. But I'm directing the water.
Yeah.
Directing the water has to be with something that is not Mekabel Tuma. It can't be susceptible to tumah.
So
if a thing is susceptible to tumah, it cannot be used to direct the water. So a person's arms, a person's legs, a ala yirakos, because they're edible. It's like food, right? It's right. Lettuce, right?
But if you had a stone paddle, what should we be doing this with?
If I do that so that the water will fall, but will go into the
wave
barrel,
into it. Wave
yeah. Hare lupsulin, and we're going to see the principle at the end, but I told you it's because all these things are makabel tuma. V'chein im shaku b'mayim, k'dei sheyigbru ha-mayim, if I lowered the barrel into the water, so that the waters would strengthen, the yalu v'yishpachu l'chavis, they will strengthen themselves and go into the chavis.
Because you see, putting you're displacing water by putting the barrel in. Mm-hmm. So you see, it's like if I put this jug, I have a container of water, I put the jug in the water, that
it's not that it's just the barrel here, you're still using your hands. You were doing shaku, you did one of those things, your hands or your legs or the leaves. You're sinking one of those in to cause like a ramp almost. You want to cause like a ramp that it'll come up. I'm not directing it, I'm not going like this. I'm just putting my hand like this so that the water will yigburu. It will strengthen itself and it will jump up into the cleat.
Like a dam.
Huh?
Like a dam kind of?
Yeah, almost like that.
It's like a
right?
ramp, a
like
dam.
Like a spout. Yeah. Like some kind of a spout I'm trying to create, right? Right? So that's also possible because, again, it's all makabel tumah, all these things. No matter how I get it in using these things. And these are bigger chidushim than the first case we said of the splash. Because the splash, I took it out of the mayan with my hand. That was not in the kli. This is a bigger chidush. I'm not taking it out of the mayan. I'm just directing it. Even a direction can't come with something that's makabel tumah. V'im asakein ba'ali konim or ba'ali egos, if instead I did any of these procedures of directing using leaves of reeds or leaves of nuts, not leaves, not right? Leaves. So none of these things are edible. None of these types of leaves are edible. Hare amayim ksherim. So I can direct it using one of those things. Zeh haklal. This is the rule. Davar shu makabel tuma. If the thing is susceptible to receiving tuma, im siya bo hamayim.
The cysts.
If that thing that's makabel tuma assists the water to get into the kli, hamayim psulin, the imsiya b'davar shein on makabel tuma, if the assistance was provided by something that's not makabel tuma, ksherim. We're going to stop here, guys.